The federal panel meets this morning in Atlanta to discuss a push to vaccinate healthy babies and toddlers against the flu. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports that pediatricians complain that the government isn't backing up its new campaign with money.
Stefan is a healthy baby boy. Today, he's at the office of his pediatrician, Louis Pupo, in Sparta, New Jersey, getting a checkup and his six-month shots. Stefan's father comforts and soothes him. Starting this fall, officials at the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are adding the flu vaccine, sort of. Members of the CDC advisory committee that decides these matters say studies show children under the age of two are nearly as likely to be hospitalized with flu complications, such as pneumonia, as the elderly. And protecting healthy young children will reduce the spread of influenza. But pediatricians say adding flu shots is easier said than done. Dr. Louis Pupo.
We have to plan to incorporate two new vaccines into a schedule that is already full with too many other immunizations.
By their second birthday, American children already received 20 shots. And in order to build enough immunity, children who have never had a flu shot require two doses a month apart.
To add two new vaccines, flu makes more visits for the parents, more injections for the baby that is already traumatized by the fact that it's being immunized.
Then there's the issue of paying for the shots at $10 to $35 a dose. The advisory committee decided just to encourage vaccinating babies and toddlers. It stopped short of a formal recommendation. So some private insurers are refusing to pay. And a spokesperson for Medicaid, which pays for poor children's health care, says a program will only cover flu shots for children with chronic conditions such as asthma. Again, pediatrician Louis Pupo.
In the past, I've given some of the vaccines at no charge to some of these children. You know, when you're talking about a few patients with asthma or a few patients with a cardiac condition, you may be able to give away a few of them and take a loss on it. But when you're talking about a large numbers of patients, you know, you're talking about every well child that comes to the office to immunize them and then not get reimbursed for it. I have to pay for the vaccine myself. So the vaccine company is going to be sending me a bill. It becomes very difficult.
So only children whose parents can't afford the shots are getting them. That bothers Dr. Ed Marcuse of Seattle Children's Hospital and Medical Center. He represents pediatricians at the vaccine advisory meetings, and he says another concern likely to be raised at today's meeting is whether there's been enough research.
We don't yet have good evidence that this vaccine will in fact keep large numbers of kids out of a hospital. We just haven't had enough experience.
Babies under 6 months have the highest risk, but the vaccine hasn't been approved for them. To protect them, health officials suggest that family and caretakers get immunized. Philadelphia pediatrician Paul Offit, a member of the advisory committee, says it hopes to issue a full recommendation in favor of flu shots for infants and toddlers within 3 years.
We clearly recognize that there is a need for this vaccine in the young child, but you know it's going to take, I think, a little time for certain things to happen.
Offit says it will take time to build up supplies. In recent years, there have been shortages of the vaccine. CDC officials say this year they will have about 94 million doses, enough for the coming flu season. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.